This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to advocate for your team to senior leadership without weakening your voice. A practical system for speaking up the chain without losing your ground. In short, when you advocate for your team to senior leadership, the strength of your message depends entirely on how you prepare and position it. A vague or apologetic case weakens both the request and your standing as a leader. Build a clear business case before any conversation, not during it. State your position directly and hold it under pressure. Frame the team's needs in terms senior leadership already cares about. Definition: advocate for team means representing your team's needs, resource gaps, or working conditions to senior leadership with clarity and conviction. It is the act of making the case upward on behalf of the people you lead, without softening the message or ceding your authority. There is a particular kind of failure I have watched play out too many times. A capable leader walks into a conversation with senior leadership, carrying a genuine problem their team is facing. They start well enough, but the moment the room pushes back, they hear their own voice start to shrink. The clear case they prepared becomes, "I just wanted to raise this informally." The specific request turns into whatever works best for you. They leave having said everything and achieved nothing, and their team, watching from below, notices. This is not a confidence problem. It is a preparation and positioning problem. Learning to advocate for your team without weakening your voice is one of the most important leadership communication skills you will build, and almost nobody teaches it directly. What follows is a process I have refined over decades of getting this wrong, watching others get it wrong, and gradually working out what actually holds up under pressure. Why speaking up the chain is harder than it looks. There is a particular pressure that comes from talking upward in an organization. You are simultaneously representing the people below you and trying to retain credibility with the people above you. That tension pulls at your voice in real time. Most leaders experience what I call the credibility collapse the moment they sense the senior leader is unconvinced. They start managing the relationship instead of making the case. They soften the language, offer concessions they never planned to offer, and walk out having negotiated against themselves. The team's problem remains unsolved, and the leader has quietly communicated that their position is negotiable under mild pressure. The root cause is almost always insufficient preparation. When you know your argument cold, you can hold it in a heated room. When you have only thought it through loosely, the first objection shakes it loose. This is where your leadership voice is won or lost, not in the meeting, but in the work you do before it. If you have struggled with giving upward feedback that actually lands, the same preparation principles apply here. The problem is almost never what you say. It is how well you have thought it through before you open your mouth. What you need in place before you start. Before you walk into any advocacy conversation with senior leadership, two things must be true. If either is missing, you are not ready. You must be clear on the outcome you are asking for, not a general improvement, a specific decision, resource, or change. Vague requests invite vague responses, and vague responses are easy to ignore. You must be able to state the business case in one sentence. If you cannot compress it to one sentence, you do not yet understand the issue clearly enough to argue it. Senior leaders process information quickly. The first 10 seconds of your case determines whether they lean in or mentally move on. These are not small preparation tasks. They are the foundation every step below is built on. The six-step process for advocating without losing ground. Step 1. Translate the problem into senior leadership's language. Your team's frustration is real, but frustration is not a business case. Before you prepare a single word of what you will say, translate the problem into terms the room already cares about. Senior leaders think in outcomes: productivity, cost, risk, retention, and results. If your team is stretched thin because of a resourcing gap, do not describe how tired they are. Describe what is not getting done, what quality is dropping, and what the cost of that will be. The question to answer before you walk in is, why should this matter to someone with no direct stake in my team's daily experience? This translation step separates advocacy from complaint. It is also the step most leaders skip, which is why they get dismissed. Step 2. Build the case around one core argument. Every strong advocacy conversation has a spine, one central argument that everything else supports. If you go in with four equal arguments, you give senior leaders four surfaces to pick apart. If you go in with one strong argument and two pieces of supporting evidence, you give them something to agree with. Choose the strongest reason your request should be approved. Build the evidence around it. Practice saying the core argument aloud until you can deliver it without hesitation, a script that works. The team is currently carrying X without the Y they need to do it properly. In the last quarter, this has resulted in Z. What I'm asking for is specific and bounded. I need a by B. Step 3. Prepare for the resistance you will actually receive. Do not prepare for the conversation you hope to have. Prepare for the one that is likely to happen. Think through the two or three most probable objections and have a response for each, ready before you walk in. The most common pushback leaders receive sounds like, "We do not have the budget right now. This is not a priority at this level. Or can you manage with what you have?" For each of these, write out your response in advance. Not a defensive reply. A firm, respectful restatement. A tested structure for holding your ground. I understand the constraint. The challenge is that without X, we are going to see Y continue. I am not asking for a permanent solution. I'm asking for Z by this date. This is the kind of preparation that keeps your voice steady when the room pushes back. I cover this preparation method in depth in Say It Right Every Time, including word-for-word scripts for holding your position without tipping into aggression. Step 4. Open with position, not preamble. When the moment comes, start with your position. Not with gratitude for the time. Not with a lengthy context-setting section. Your opening sentence should tell the room what you are there to discuss and what you need. A clear opener sounds like, "I want to talk about a gap in the team's current resources that is affecting delivery, and I have a specific ask." That sentence does three things. It signals the topic, it frames it as business relevant, and it tells the room this conversation has a destination. Leaders who open with preamble, "I just wanted to raise something. I hope this is the right forum. I know everyone is busy," are communicating uncertainty before they have made a single substantive point. Senior leadership reads that hesitation and adjusts their expectations downward accordingly. Understanding the difference between assertive and aggressive leadership voice matters here. What you are aiming for is directness with respect, not force. Step 5. Use your team's evidence, not your own opinion. Your opinion carries some weight in a room of senior leaders. Your team's actual data carries more. Whenever possible, ground your advocacy in specific, observable fact numbers, timelines, documented outcomes, and concrete examples. This is not about removing yourself from the conversation. It is about giving the room something solid to hold. When you say, "My team has raised this 3 times in the past 6 months, and here is what it has cost each time," you're making it harder to dismiss the request as a perception issue. If you want to ensure every voice on your team is properly heard and their contributions documented before you carry the case upward, the process in how to ensure every participant gets heard gives you a reliable method for that groundwork. Step 6. Close with a specific commitment request. Most advocacy conversations fall apart at the end. The case was made, the room nodded, and then nothing was agreed. A week later, nothing has changed. This happens because the leader did not close with a specific ask for commitment. Before you leave the meeting, name what you need and by when. "What I'm asking for is a decision on this by Friday. Can we agree on that?" This is not aggressive. It is respectful of both sides' time. It gives the senior leader a concrete action rather than a vague intention, and it gives you something to follow up on. You can pair this with the techniques in the Valley Method for advocating with senior leadership, which provides a structured framework for the whole conversation arc, including the closing commitment step. When the conversation turns into conflict. Some advocacy conversations do not go smoothly. The senior leader dismisses the problem, becomes defensive, or reframes your request as a failure of your team's management. This is when leadership voice is most severely tested. The rule I've come back to across decades is this: do not match the energy, match the facts. If the room becomes tense, slow down. Do not speed up. State your core argument again, calmly, and ask a clarifying question rather than escalating. "I want to make sure I understand your concern so I can address it directly. Is the issue the timing, the cost, or the scope of what I'm asking?" This technique keeps the conversation structured rather than emotional. It also signals to the room that you're not rattled, which in itself is a form of leadership presence. If you work regularly in environments where conflict surfaces during meetings, that resource gives you the tools to manage the heat in the room while you continue to make your case. For situations where a manager consistently dismisses the problem entirely, the approach in advocating for tension resolution with a manager who dismisses the problem addresses the specific dynamic directly. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What leaders get wrong when they advocate upward. Even with good intentions and genuine preparation, certain patterns consistently undermine leadership voice in these conversations. The mistake: hedging the core argument with qualifiers before anyone has pushed back. Why it happens: fear of seeming demanding or unreasonable. What to do instead? State the position clearly first. Save the qualifiers for the response to actual objections, not imagined ones. The mistake: treating the first no as the final answer. Why it happens: leaders confuse a senior leader's initial reluctance with a closed decision. What to do instead? Acknowledge the concern, then restate your case with the strongest remaining piece of evidence. One clear statement is not persistence, it is advocacy. The mistake: speaking for the team without having consulted the team. Why it happens: time pressure and a genuine desire to help. What to do instead? Before you advocate, confirm with your team what they actually need. What do you assume they want, and what they have told you they need may not match? The mistake: letting visibility lapse between advocacy conversations. Why it happens: leaders focus on delivery and forget that senior leadership needs consistent touchpoints to trust their judgment. What to do instead? Build a regular presence with senior leaders outside of escalation moments. If this is a challenge in a remote context, how leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces covers the specific tools for that. Your pre-advocacy checklist. Use this before every significant upward advocacy conversation. It takes 5 minutes, and it will save you from the most common preparation failures. Number 1. The one-sentence case. Can you state the core argument in one sentence? Write it down and read it back. If it is longer than 25 words, tighten it. Number 2. The business translation. Have you framed the problem in terms of outcomes the senior leader cares about, not team sentiment? Number 3. The specific ask. Do you know exactly what you're requesting, with a time frame attached? Number 4. The evidence. Do you have at least 2 concrete, specific pieces of evidence your team has provided or that you can verify? Number 5. The objection rehearsal. Have you named the 2 most likely objections and said your responses out loud at least once? Number 6. The opening sentence. Do you know exactly how you will open? Say it before you walk into the room. Number 7. The closing commitment. Do you know what specific commitment you will ask for before the meeting ends? If any of these 7 items is missing, you are not ready. Reschedule if you can. If you cannot, address the gaps in the 30 minutes before you walk in. The ground beneath your feet. Here is the truth of it. Senior leaders do not lose respect for the leader who makes a clear, well-prepared case for their team. They lose respect for the leader who raises something important and then backs away from it the moment the room applies pressure. Your team is watching too, even when they are not in the room. They know whether you held your ground or not. They will tell each other. To advocate for your team consistently and well is to earn something that cannot be mandated trust. Your team's trust that you will fight for them, and senior leadership's trust that when you raise something, it is worth hearing. That trust, built conversation by conversation, is what a leadership voice is actually made of. The Say It Right Every Time framework gives you the exact scripts and preparation tools to build that foundation systematically. If you want to go deeper on any step of this process, start with your next advocacy conversation. Use the checklist. Say the opening sentence aloud before you walk in. Hold the position when the room pushes. That is where the practice begins. Frequently asked questions. How do you advocate for your team without weakening your voice? Prepare a specific business case before the meeting, not just a general complaint. State your position clearly, use your team's evidence to support it, and resist the urge to soften your message under pressure. Confidence comes from preparation, not personality. What does it mean to advocate for your team to senior leadership? It means representing your team's needs, resources, or working conditions to people above you in the organization. Done well, it protects your team's ability to do the work while reinforcing your credibility as a leader who can communicate clearly upward. Why do leaders lose their voice when speaking to senior leadership? Most leaders drop their voice the moment they sense resistance. They overqualify their statements, apologize for the request, or abandon their position under mild pressure. This is not weakness of character. It is a preparation failure. A clear, rehearsed argument holds under scrutiny. How do you avoid sounding like you're complaining when you advocate for your team? Frame every request in terms of organizational outcomes, not team frustration. Instead of describing what your team finds difficult, describe what becomes possible when the issue is resolved. Translate the problem into the language senior leaders use: productivity, risk, cost, or results. What should you do if senior leadership pushes back on your advocacy? Do not retreat. Acknowledge the concern directly, then restate your core position with the strongest piece of evidence you have. Saying "I understand the constraint," and the data still shows, keeps you grounded without being combative. Preparation decides this moment, not confidence in the room. How do you advocate for your team in a remote or hybrid environment? In remote settings, choose video over email for any advocacy conversation that matters. Tone and presence are stripped out of text. Request a dedicated slot rather than raising the issue at the end of another meeting. Send a short written summary of your position 24 hours before, so leadership arrives prepared to discuss, not react. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.